This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm going to tell you a powerful story about servanthood that I think you'll remember this story. I remember stories because they have an impact on me. Dr. Paul Gordon was professor preaching for years at Denver Seminary in Denver, Colorado. I heard him speak in Oregon, at Cannon Beach, Oregon, at a conference years ago, and he told a story that had a great impact on him because he observed it. He said he was at a church camp, high school kids at a typical church camp, much like camp you've been to, or the camp we support near Hillsboro. He said there were two senior high boys that wouldn't cooperate with the program. They wouldn't get up. They wouldn't go to devotions. They wouldn't go to flag raising. They wouldn't go to breakfast. They just kind of snubbed their nose at any authority. We're just sleeping in at this camp. The dean of the week had the authority, as dean, legal authority, to call the parents and say, come and get your sons. They're not cooperating. They're not participating in the program. Take them home. But he didn't do that. Paul Gordon said he was shocked by when he heard what this dean did. He went to the dining hall and had the cooks prepare two trays of food one morning, breakfast, and he walked into the dorm carrying two trays of breakfast. The boys are just snoring away. Laid it down in the lap of one and laid it down on the lap of the other, woke them up and sat down at the end of one of the beds and said, boys, I know you've had it rough here. This has been really traumatic on you to have to come to church camp and probably just can't adjust to it. So I just wanted to bring you breakfast in bed today and make it a little easier. Guess who was at breakfast the next morning? Who was up for flag raising? Those two boys, because they were humbled by the servanthood spirit of the dean who had the authority to dismiss them, but chose rather to be a servant. This may be the most important thing I'm going to say today. There are some parents who are used to dictating to their children who may learn a lesson from that maybe there's the time that I'll accomplish more by serving my children than dictating to them. Always? No. Sometimes, yeah. Maybe by serving people instead of always saying, this is the way it is and it's my way or the highway and you better get used to it, Buster, that may not accomplish as much as saying, how can I serve you? How can I make what you do easier? Just an idea. Because you see, submission to one another out of reverence for Christ involves cooperation, it involves serving, and there's one more thing it involves. Let's bring that up. Submission is honoring people. Honoring people. What does it mean to honor people? Well, I'm going to give you a definition that maybe you've never heard of before. To honor somebody means to place value on a person. When we read earlier about honoring your parents, what's it mean to honor your parents? You place value on your parents. What do you place value on? Their opinions. Have you ever heard an adult child? And I'm serious. I am not being facetious. You ever heard an adult child reference their mom or dad and say, oh, he's an idiot. She is so stupid, my mom. And you realize that they may be right, but it doesn't honor them. It's not placing value on them. It's not doing what God has not suggested we do, but has ordered us to do, to honor your parents, the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and you'll live long life on this earth by what? Good health habits? No, by honoring your parents. That's what it says. By honoring your parents, placing value upon them. When a husband honors his wife, what's it mean? You place value on her opinions. You place value on what they feel, their feelings. When a wife places value on her husband, she says, I value how he feels. I do. I am concerned about how he feels about this situation. That's honoring.
Well, all this week, a message from Ephesians 5:21 and following into chapter 6. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.